Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. The writer of Proverbs spends a lot of time reflecting on wealth, and the question is, where can you find it? It's fascinating that the writer often speaks of the preciousness of silver and gold. Some things don't change. Over the last few years of intense instability on the world's financial markets, the price of silver and gold have shot up. After thousands of years, even though the world has changed out of all recognition, people are still trying to find safety in the same things. However, true wealth lies elsewhere. The writer of Proverbs is convinced that what really matters is wisdom, which needs to be treasured far more than any possessions, beautiful and impressive as they might seem to be. Possessions try to persuade us that they can give us everything we need to live fulfilled lives. But the writer is clear that wisdom alone unlocks the door to life, and that it can only be found through an intimate and growing relationship with God. Without it, we stumble around, lacking any sense of direction or purpose. Wisdom in the book of Proverbs is always intensely practical. Wisdom opens the door to a life of peace, love, and joy, and it does so by enabling us to make good decisions, whatever our circumstances. It allows us to live at peace with those around us and to use our own gifts and opportunities effectively. Wisdom enables us to live justly and responsibly in society and prevents us from falling for the temptations which continually try to lure us away from God's path. Wisdom never calls us to live a life of dull bookishness, but rather to live a life that is full of vitality and hope. However, none of that happens without a determination to share every aspect of life with our loving God, who is the source of all wisdom. And now let me pray with you. Father God, you are the source of all wisdom. Give us a growing longing to be wise and a desire to let you shape all our thinking and actions day by day. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.